Cecil, do you mind if I... Well, I remembered what it was that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I know. It's something personal. I know.
Well, how did you guess?
It's a gift.
Well, do you mind if I ask you now?
No, if you can do it without getting hysterical.
Well, it's kind of personal, and it's none of my...
Ye gods, do we have to go through all that again?
Well, you don't have to get mad. After all, it's something nice.
Yeah, something nice and personal. What is it?
Well, it's, Well, goodness, it's awfully silly.
Here, I don't want to hear it. And I won't answer it. I know what you're going to do. You'll sputter around for a half an hour.
Oh, no, I won't, Cecil. I have to go upstairs in half an hour.
Well, you better get started.
All right, Cecil. You believe in love. Isn't that silly?
Do I? What did you say?
I said I was wondering what your ideas on love were. I know it's none of my business, and it's personal, and, well...
Is that what you were going to ask me? Is that all?
Yes.
Well, I'm first cousin to a lizard.
What'd you say, Cecil?
So you want to know what I think about love?
Yes. I just love romance. What are your ideals? You don't mind telling me, do you? Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, of all the sappy things to talk about.
Now, you said you'd tell me. I bet you have some beautiful thoughts. You're always so quiet. You know what they say?
Who's been talking?
Well, they say that still water runs fast or deep or something.
Yeah, well, I'm no duck pond.
Tell me, Cecil, don't you think that love is beautiful?
Oh, you give me the biggest pain when you talk like this. You want to know what I think? Oh, I think it's silly. It's silly to talk about it. Not only that, it's silly.
Oh, I just knew you'd say something like that.
Well, what did you ask me for, then?
Love is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's what makes the world go round.
Oh, where did you go to school?
Well, I learned that from the School of Life.
You should talk about the School of Life. Where do you get out of the grammar grades before you start preaching?
Well, I'm always about 10 grades ahead of you.
You're further than that away from me when you start talking about love.
Just wait till you fall in love. Just wait.
Well, I won't go skipping along throwing flowers.
Oh, so that's your idea of love, huh?
I didn't say it was. Hey, who started this?
You did, by saying that you thought there shouldn't be any such a thing as love and a lot of other sour things.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
You did, too. You're just trying to crawfish now. You know that you think that one has to be crazy to be in love.
Not one. Two.
You haven't any romance in you. You can't hearken to the voice of one that is beloved, or thrill to the soft words of the only one, or tremble at the thought of a secret meeting. No, you can't understand.
Oh, who wants to go around harking and thrilling and trembling anyhow?
Oh, Cecil, sometimes I think when you were born something was left out.
That's a funny thing. I thought the same thing about you.
Doesn't love mean anything to you?
Not right now.
Haven't you ever been, oh, so deeply in love?
Oh, once.
Oh, Cecil, tell me, who was it?
The little girl that lived next door.
What was her name?
Mamie.
It's not a very beautiful name.
I thought so.
Cecil, how did you know you were in love?
Well, I felt uncomfortable whenever I was with her.
Tell me more, Cecil.
Well, she wore glasses. She lived next door. She had a lot of freckles, and she was 7 years old.
How old were you then?
9. And she stuttered, and I used to throw rocks at her.
And you threw rocks at her? Goodness.
Sure. That was how I let her know I liked her. Otherwise, I wouldn't have noticed her.
No wonder you have no ideas about love. That was nothing.
Never is.
Haven't you ever been in love since? Of course, it's none of my business, but, well,
Oh, yes, I forgot. I was, too. I was that way last year.
Oh, Cecil, you never did tell me. What was she like?
The most beautiful woman in the world.
How long did it last?
A week. That's all.
A week? That wasn't long.
Well, I gave her a week, and she didn't answer me.
Who was it, Cecil?
Greta Garbo. I wrote her a letter, and I gave her a week to answer. But she didn't.
Then you do know what love can mean, huh?
Yeah, it's a great big wash-up. A lot of grief.
Oh, you don't know anything about it.
Haven't I just told you some of my experiences?
Why, Cecil, you're a babe in the woods.
Oh, and you're a woman of the world.
Well, I expect to be by the time I'm 21. Oh, Cecil, I've been in love hundreds of times.
I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. Who were about 90 of them?
Well, whenever I read a romantic book, I'm sort of in love with the hero.
Yeah. I'll bet a cookbook just knocks you all to pieces.
And I fall in love all the time. On streetcars.
Oh, what a place to fall in love.
And in the movies and on the streets. Oh, I'm always building romances.
Your uncle ought to chain you up.
Why, Cecil, you're just a baby. Love is what makes the world roll on.
Yeah, I'm not a baby, and I eat real food.
Love is glorious.
Rats.
It's what inspires warriors to go forth.
Yeah, it starts all the wars.
It's what makes men do great things and invent great
things. Yeah, and go
crazy. Cecil, where would you be today if it wasn't for love?
Well, you could sure fool me.
Love is at the foot of everything. Don't you remember? It was for the love of Cleopatra that Caesar gave up his home and country.
Yeah, great break for him. He had to give up his home and his country. What does that prove?
And it was for the love of Lady Hamilton that Lord Nelson went out with his battleship.
Yeah, fighting. What does she do? Chase him off to fight. I don't want to fight if I ever fall in love.
Oh, but you'll want to, Cecil. You'll do that to prove your love.
Not me.
You'll go out and do something to show her.
I could show her better if I stayed at home.
And do you remember it was for the love of Juliet that Romeo...
Yeah, and for the love of Pete, let's change the subject. Silly to talk about it. It's all right sometimes, but... Oh, it's silly.
Well, all I want to do is prove to you that a person should be more romantic.
Yeah, and all you're doing is showing me that when you fall in love, you have to go get killed or kill somebody else. It's a great system.
Well, those are just a few examples. Everything great that was done, you can trace it to love, so there.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, go ahead, laugh.
I am.
What do you think made Lindbergh cross the Atlantic?
Well, I guess you're going to say it was love.
Sure it was. And when he came back, he got married.
Yeah, but he didn't know her before he did that. I read the papers.
One wouldn't think so from the way you talk.
Yeah, well, you barked up the wrong tree that time.
I still insist that at least he was dreaming dreams of love.
How do you know?
Well, he had to have something to think about when he was over the ocean.
Yeah, and I'll bet it was about how cold and wet it was down below.
Oh, Cecil, you're impossible. There's no use trying to show you anything. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
How do you think I eat?
There, see, what did I tell you? All you think about is eating and sleeping. Don't you ever expect to grow up?
Not if I stop eating or sleeping.
Well, I don't know what started all this.
I do.
What?
You wanted to ask me some personal questions, and you did, and I answered.
And if I'd known that you had such horrid ideas about one of the most beautiful things in life, then I wouldn't have asked.
I haven't any of what you call horrid ideas. I just don't see any sense in sobbing all over the place and getting gooey every time anyone mentions love.
No one was sobbing or getting gooey. You don't believe in love.
I do, too. I didn't say I didn't. But I don't see why you should yap about it all the time. Well, I think it's something sacred, and let it alone.
Oh, Cecil, do you really? Oh, why didn't you say so?
Because I wanted to let you rave. You don't have to start a war because you like someone.
Oh, Cecil, do you like somebody now? Do you?
Do I like it? Sure, I like you.
Oh, Cecil, you take breath away.
Yeah, well, you better get it back. You're liable to need it this season.
Oh, Cecil, I just knew you thought that way. Because it is. Love is
the
most
beautiful
thing
in the
world.
I know both parts.
That's right. Go ahead and spoil everything. Just when you're beginning to show some signs of brains. That's right. Laugh about love. The most beautiful... Go ahead, laugh. Go ahead.
Greta Garbo. I wrote her a letter and I gave her a week to answer. But she didn't.
Then you do know what love can mean, huh?
Yeah, it's a great big wash-up. A lot of grief.
Oh, you don't know anything about it.
Haven't I just told you some of my experiences?
Why, Cecil, you're a babe in the woods.
Oh, and you're a woman of the world.
Well, I expect to be by the time I'm 21. Oh, Cecil, I've been in love hundreds of times.
I don't care. Doesn't make any difference to me. Who were about 90 of them?
Well, whenever I read a romantic book, I'm sort of in love with the hero.
Yeah. I'll bet a cookbook just knocks you all to pieces.
And I fall in love all the time. On streetcars.
Oh, what a place to fall in love.
And in the movies and on the streets. Oh, yeah. I'm always building romances.
Your uncle ought to chain you up.
Why, Cecil, you're just a baby. Love is what makes the world roll on.
Yeah, I'm not a baby, and I eat real food.
Love is glorious.
Rat.
It's what inspires warriors to go forth.
Yeah, it starts all the wars.
It's what makes men do great things and invent
great things.
Yeah, and
go crazy.
Cecil, where would you be today if it wasn't for love?
Well, you could sure fool me.
Love is at the foot of everything. Don't you remember? It was for the love of Cleopatra that Caesar gave up his home and country.
Yeah, great break for him. He had to give up his home and his country. What does that prove?
And it was for the love of Lady Hamilton that Lord Nelson went out with his battleship.
Yeah, fighting. What does she do? Chase him off to fight. I don't want to fight if I ever fall in love.
Oh, but you'll want to, Cecil. You'll do that to prove your love.
Not me.
You'll go out and do something to show her.
I could show her better if I stayed at home.
And do you remember it was for the love of Juliet that Romeo...
Yeah, and for the love of Pete, let's change the subject. Silly to talk about it. It's all right sometimes, but... Oh, it's silly.
Well, all I want to do is prove to you that a person should be more romantic.
Yeah, and all you're doing is showing me that when you fall in love, you have to go get killed or kill somebody else. It's a great system.
Well, those are just a few examples. Everything great that was done, you can trace it to love, so there.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, go ahead, laugh.
I am.
What do you think made Lindbergh cross the Atlantic?
Well, I guess you're going to say it was love.
Sure it was. When he came back, he got married.
Yeah, but he didn't know her before he did that. I read the papers.
One wouldn't think so from the way you talk.
Yeah, well, you barked up the wrong tree that time.
I still insist that at least he was dreaming dreams of love.
How do you know?
Well, he had to have something to think about when he was over the ocean.
Yeah, and I'll bet it was about how cold and wet it was down below.
Oh, Cecil, you're impossible. There's no use trying to show you anything. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
How do you think I eat?
There, see, what did I tell you? All you think about is eating and sleeping. Don't you ever expect to grow up?
Not if I stop eating or sleeping.
Well, I don't know what started all this.
I do.
What?
You wanted to ask me some personal questions, and you did, and I answered.
And if I'd known that you have such horrid ideas about one of the most beautiful things in life, then I wouldn't have asked.
I haven't any what you call horrid ideas. I just don't see any sense in sobbing all over the place and getting gooey every time anyone mentions love.
No one was sobbing or getting gooey. You don't believe in love.
I do, too. I didn't say I didn't. But I don't see why you should yap about it all the time. Well, I think it's something sacred, and let it alone.
Oh, Cecil, do you really? Oh, why didn't you say so?
Because I wanted to let you rave. You don't have to start a war because you like someone.
Oh, Cecil, do you like somebody now? Do you?
Do I like it? Sure, I like you.
Oh, Cecil, you take my breath away.
Yeah, well, you better get it back. You're liable to need it this season.
Oh, Cecil, I just knew you thought that way. Because it is. Love is
the most
beautiful
thing
in the
world.
World.
I know both parts.
That's right. Go ahead and spoil everything. Just when you're beginning to show some signs of brains. That's right. Laugh about love. The most beautiful... Go ahead, laugh.